Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon, founder of digitalscrapbookinghq.com, and I'm here with my friend Monica Bradford from Scrap Inspired to share some inspiration for your December projects. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Melissa.
It's good to have you here. I'm excited. So, for those that haven't met you yet, do you want to just let people know who you are and what you're doing around in the scrapbooking memory keeping industry?
Sure. I run a blog called scrapinspired.com, and I'm all about finding and sharing inspiration. So I love to share how I get inspired and what it inspires me to create. And I do that by sharing layouts and sometimes videos. And I also teach. I've taught for True Scrap, and I've taught some classes on my own site as well. So I'm just, that's my passion, is looking for inspiration and finding ways to share those ideas with others.
That sounds awesome. So what are you doing this year? Are you doing a December daily project, or what's your plans for memory keeping at this time of year?
I am definitely doing December daily. I don't like to say this very loudly because a lot of people will freak out, but I hate to scrapbook Christmas. I hate it. It's like my least favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. So when December daily came around, it was actually a perfect fit for me because I love scrapping the everyday. I do Project Life. I like to do mini albums. And so doing a quick little project each day that still documents the holidays for my family was a much better fit for me than making a 12 by 12 scrapbook page of Christmas morning, because those are my absolute least favorite things to do. So I did it December daily last year for the first time, and I'm really excited to do it again this year with just a few little tweaks from the way I handled it last year to make it a little bit easier, faster, smoother. And I'm really excited.
So how do you create your December daily project? Is it in paper? Is it on the computer? How do you go about that?
I would say that I'm hybrid. Mm-hmm. I'm using the Simple Stories Snap album as the base for my December daily. So it's got the divided page protectors. And on one side, I'm going to use the 6x8, and then on the other side, I'm going to use the divided page protector that has a 4x6 and 2 3x4s. Mm-hmm. So I'm using paper for the number card and for the little journaling block, but then the 4x6 and the 6x8 are both going to be photos using either a digital template or an overlay. So, and I'll print those out each day. So I would definitely call it a hybrid project for me.
So because you're taking your photos, doing a little bit with them, and then printing them at home. So do you print, so I guess you're printing on an inkjet printer, that sort of thing, onto photo paper?
Yes, I find for me, whenever I want to scrap, I want to do it right now, and I want to be a little bit creative about how I use my pictures. So printing at home is just the best fit for me. It's not the cheapest way to go about it, but if I had to wait even an hour for my pictures to print out and then go get them, it would never happen. I would never complete the project. So printing at home is the easiest way for me to get the project done and stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely something that's important when you're doing something, you know, each day or whatever. You don't want to be stalled waiting on, you know, uploading and printing and all that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you mentioned you did December Daily last year and you've made a few changes. So what was your project last year and how are you changing it up this year?
Last year I followed, it was the first time I'd ever done it, so I followed Ali Edwards' style fairly religiously, her mm-hmm. layout. And each day I had printed the PDF that had like the date on it. And so each day I decorated that with paper and embellishments, and I would add photos to it as well as doing a digital photo collage for the facing page. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like that was taking too much time. So this year I did all my paper stuff, my decorating ahead of time, so that all I'm doing is printing out the photo collage and photo templates that I use and sticking them in. So it'll really only be about photos on a day-to-day basis, because I've already got the decoration put together ahead of time. And I only did that on very small 3x4 cards. So 1 3x4 card for each day. It took me a couple hours one afternoon to pull all 25 of them together, and that's it. I may add an extra little brad or, you know, tiny embellishment on one of the photo collages, but for the most part, I'm only going to deal with photos during the month of December. And I'm hoping that that will make things go a lot quicker, because I'm not having to design a almost mini scrapbook page each day.
So what about your journaling then? How will that work?
So I have the divided page protector, and it's got 2 3x4 slots, and one of them has the number card, which is what I've already created. And the other one, I purchased, Allie Edwards created some 3x4 journaling cards specifically for December Daily. And I just purchased those and printed them out and cut them, and they're already in the pockets waiting for me to just pull them out and add a bit of journaling. And if I find on a particular day that that's not enough, then I can always add some journaling to the photo before I print it out, or even write it in later with a pen. So that's my plan at this point, is to kind of keep it short and sweet so that I'm capturing those moments, but not taking a lot of time day to day.
Because I agree, it's just something our families really love to see. I know that's with my December Daily album. So it's something, you know, there's that big payoff of, oh, they love looking at, you know, especially children love looking at themselves. I mean, oh, look, there's me. I'm posting the Christmas cards or whatever. Yeah, so it sounds like you have got it under control. I like that you're all organized in advance. That's one thing I've sort of struggled with over the years is I mean, 2010, I did a base template that I used and edited each day, because I did it in fully digital format. So I'm not totally sure what I'm going to be doing this year. I know I'm absolutely going to be blogging it, as I found the days that I just had a photo or two on my blog and some journaling, that was really easy for me to then take and during layout a day in February, thanks to Lane, I got like a heap of those pages done, just popping in photos and journaling and into my templates. So I'm not really sure how I'm going about it. So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, it's great that you've got it sort of sorted out. And that's one thing that Ali definitely says in her posts is, you know, she preps things in advance. And if you try to do the whole page or thing on a daily basis in December, it can get a bit overwhelming. So
yes, it absolutely can. And I thought last year I was keeping it pretty simple, but it still took more time than I wanted. I mean, I got it done and I did stay on top of it day to day, but this year I wanted it to be even simpler, especially because I'm blogging it. I wanted to be able to get it done quickly so that I can post it to my blog each day as well. So
how long would you spend on your December Daily each day, or what are you hoping will be the time that you'll be spending on it?
I've streamlined my photo editing process pretty quickly. I mean, you know, since I take pictures in the same general places and I use my same camera, I kind of know which actions are going to get me the best effect. So I'm hoping that I can have it done in 30 minutes or less. That's my hope. We'll see if it actually works out that way. It kind of will depend on how many pictures I'm wanting to include. So the 6x8 will be a full size photo, but the 4x6 will be a collage. So it sort of depends on if I'm resizing photos and making a little collage, or if I end up printing a full 4x6, that's going to go a lot faster. So it'll sort of depend on the day and what our story of the day is, how long it takes, but I'm hoping for under 30 minutes.
Sounds like a good plan to me. So do you have something you'd like to share with the listeners on, you know, thinking about tackling December Daily or some Christmas memory keeping project? You have something that's helped you that you'd like to share?
Well, I think the thing for me has been to not stress about it too much or feel like there's any rules. First of all, I loved documenting really the everyday stories, and a lot of them were Christmas stories, but not all of them. When I look back on my 2011 album, there are several, my boys got the stomach flu, unfortunately, right in the middle of December. So there's a couple of days where our story of the day is about them being home from school sick and watching TV or whatever. And that just is a reminder of what our life was really like. So I like to tell those everyday stories, even if they're not specifically Christmas stories. And I also like to not stress too much about did it actually happen on this day? Like, for example, we usually put our Christmas tree up at the end of November before December actually happens. And I don't like wait to put the Christmas tree up until December just to put it in my album. I just take pictures, and when there's a day in December that's kind of like not much going on, I'll use those photos and tell the story of decorating our tree. So I don't stress too much about was this the exact day that activity actually happened. I let it go. Another thing I did last year was we had the boys were in a Christmas pageant on Sunday, and I actually ended up having two major stories on Sunday that I wanted to tell. And so I took the pictures of their Christmas pageant and I put it on Saturday when they did the dress rehearsal, and I told the story that day instead. So I would say just don't stress about rules and let yourself just tell the stories you want to tell.
Well, that's great for sure. I mean, in my December daily in 2010, I even had a day where I had no photo, but I'd entered a photo competition, and so I put my journaling for that page was just about the competition, and I just had a photo from 5 years earlier that was randomly in there. But it is part of our life, and you don't, even if you'd love to do something daily, sometimes things do come up, so it's a great way to think about it, and definitely there's no rules.
That's right. No rules, just enjoy it.
Right. Well, you mentioned that you're going to be blogging your December daily, so why don't you share with us your a bit about your website and what people can expect to see if they head over there to.
Well, like I said, I'm at scrapinspired.com, and I plan to try to post my December daily each day. We'll see how that works. At a minimum, I want to get it up once a week to show what I've done so far. But I also like to share scrapbooking pages. I hope to have some videos up in the month of December, maybe around December daily, maybe not. But that is my plan for the next month or so, is to just keep adding content. You'll probably see Project Life there too, just regular things that I blog about, but with a lot of December daily mixed in.
Sounds good. That's good for sure. Well, if you are listening and you're interested in learning more about Monica and her December Daily project, you can head over to decemberdaily.com/22, and in the show notes there, you'll find links to Monica, following her on her blog or other social media, and you'll also find a special little gift. I'm including with each episode this year a handwritten word art from me, my own handwriting, that you can use as a journaling prompt or as an embellishment for your photo or however you'd like to use it. And just a little gift for you. So if you're interested, head over to decemberdaily.com/22 and be sure to leave us a comment and let us know if you're doing a project this year. We'd love to hear from you. Well, thank you so much for your time, Monica. It's been fabulous to have you here. And I can't wait to talk and see more about your project.
Thanks so much, Melissa. I really enjoyed talking with you today.
Thank you.